And he is. And Jay, we wish you well. And John's a short timer. He's getting ready to go on vacation. Can't wait. Listen, if I had the beach in front of me, I'd be, I have an adventure in front of me. And I'm so distracted with all I have to do before I can leave on my adventure that I'm still a little addled. But I totally understand. Rock on. It's Tuesday. Let's celebrate. And I have to say this really quickly. I know that some of you may not want to call us after we play this next segment, but you know what? The reality is you're just going to have to come and play, all right? Bring your tea bags. Come on in. We'll sit down. We'll have a little tea party amongst ourselves. So all of you right-wing conservatives who are planning on heading to El Paso County, Denver metro area, Mesa County, Larimer, Weld, Loveland, wherever you're headed to the tea party, I want to hear where you're headed, what you're going to do, how you're going to hang out. You probably can't hear me in Mesa County, but there you go. All right, here's the thing. We're talking about dogs and being kept on leashes in light of that Fort Collins dog owner being hurt in a pit bull attack. And may I say, Paula Woodward, nice work, good work. Have a great career after this, whatever you end up doing in retirement. And a judge has all halted the Colorado ID theft investigation. Aaron, why are you revamping all the topics you've been talking about before? Good question. Well, Bruce Fine, we had a little communication about timing. So he's going to do TV now, and he'll be maybe our guest tomorrow. So we'll stand by for that, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. He wrote a searing article about Obama in Slate. And since I mostly agree with Obama, I wanted to talk to him because I, too, am disturbed a bit by the the Obama administration's stance on some of these issues. So we'll aim for him tomorrow. And that'll be cool. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you about, though, because we're 12-year-old children here sometimes. I'm a talk show host, and in addition to being everything else I am, I have an inner 12-year-old. I might not have when I first started working in talk radio, but I've gotten progressively sillier. The longer I'm in talk radio, I think the sillier I get, which is to tell you something about the profession, perhaps, because you can't take a lot of it seriously. Okay, so, but here's the thing. We played, and John snagged this for me on, because I called him last night, and one of John's most amazing talents as a producer is you can call him at 7 o'clock at night, your time, 8 o'clock his time, which I forgot, so I'm forgetting. He's up being Obama reading to the kids, you know what I mean? He's reading to his lovely children, and I'm sitting here calling him with, oh, because I'm rolling on the floor laughing at David Schuster, who's a very straight forward, who also got in trouble, by the way, for criticizing, I think it was Chelsea Clinton. Didn't he say something about her? Yes, he did. So we all stick our foot in our mouths. Well, during the last hour, since we referred to it anyway, during the first hour of this program today, we played a segment by David Schuster on MSNBC that refers to the coming protests tomorrow. And it's so double entendre and so neatly done. And, you know, I can be witty in my time, but this is so good, I'm not even going to emulate it because it's so fine. So here is David Schuster on MSNBC. We're going to replay it because our guest is bailed and we're here and we're going to talk to you. And we can talk about whatever you'd like for this hour. And Media Matters will come on and talk about the conservative misinformation alert coming up in the next hour. And we'll enjoy that too. But meantime, it's your show now. So whatever you want to talk about. You want to yell at me? Go ahead. If you want to talk about dogs and dog owners and leashes, yay. If you want to talk about the Colorado ID theft investigation, hurrah. We're also going to still aim to get the ACLU on. And if you're listening, ACLU, we want to talk to you. And we invite you to come bag the tea bag party. We're going to talk to you about bagging the tea bag party. So here is, and we're possibly tomorrow, Bruce Fine will be able to join us, and we're really glad about that. Okay, here is David Schuster in a brilliant, brilliant series of double entendres about, he's basically bagging on the teabag party. Here it is.
For most Americans, Wednesday, April 15th will be tax day, but in our fourth story tonight, it's going to be teabagging day for the right wing, and they are going nuts for it. Thousands of them whipped out the festivities early this past weekend, and while the parties are officially toothless, the teabaggers are full-throated about their goals. They want to give President Obama strong tongue-lashing and lick government spending, spending they did not oppose when they were under Presidents Bush and Reagan. They oppose Mr. Obama's tax rates, which will be lower for most of them, And they oppose the tax increases Mr. Obama is imposing on the rich, whose taxes will skyrocket to a rate about 10% less than it was under Reagan. That's teabagging in a nutshell, taking its inspiration from the Boston Tea Party when colonists tossed British tea into the sea because the tax on it had not been voted on by their own duly elected representatives. That's exactly the opposite, of course, of today's taxes, known in some quarters as taxation with representation. But as New York Times columnist Paul Krugman points out today, this time the teabagging is not a spontaneous uprising. The people who came up with it are a familiar circle of Republicans, including former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former House Majority Leader Dick Armey, both of whom have firm support from right-wing financiers and lobbyists, as well as Washington prostitute patron Senator David Vitter, who has issued statements in support of teabagging but is publicly tight-lipped. Then there is the media, specifically the Fox News Channel, including Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity. Both are looking forward to an up-close and personal taste of teabagging themselves at events this Wednesday. But most amusing of all is Neil Cavuto, a member of the network's executive committee. Neil's online bio says he joined the network in July of 1996, 3 months before the Fox News Channel went on the air. Cavuto, defending his network's promotion of teabagging, said, quote, "We are going to be right in the middle of these teabaggers because at Fox, we do not pick and choose these rallies and protests. We were there for the Million Man March." Can we roll that footage, the Fox News coverage of the Million Man March back in October of 95? Of course, the Million Man March occurred, as NewsHounds.org points out, almost a year before Fox News was on the air. We can only speculate why widespread teabagging made Cavuto think of the Million Man March, unless he got them confused with Dick Armey. And in Cavuto's defense, if you are planning simultaneous teabagging all around the country, you're going to need a Dick Armey.
I'm sorry. Okay, probably. I don't know what you're doing with your green eggs and ham now, but there you go. All right, so there is, and really, every double entendre still makes me laugh. John can testify to you that I was whispering in his ear and laughing the whole time. So I really appreciate wonderful writing like that. And particularly when he nailed, you know, taxation with representation. You guys are idiots. And tax rates that are 10% under what they were during Ronald Reagan. Do these guys think we don't remember anything? Do they think that everybody in this country fell off a turnip truck? Well, maybe only the people who are at the rally teabagging. 303, because they don't read Urban Dictionary either. 303-713-7600. And I just have to say, the more I read about the three pirates, three rounds, three dead bodies off Somalia, that was really some phenomenal sniper shooters. And, you know, I have a friend who's a progressive. He's actually my contractor, and he's a progressive, and he gives me the progressive rate, which I really appreciate for him. He gives me a progressive discount. Yay, him! So anyway, and thank you. Thank you so much, Jeff. You're a phenomenal guy. So anyway, he and I were discussing it last night because he's a pacifist. He's always been a pacifist. And he was saying, you know, but he was also appreciative. He's got some friends in the military, and like many of us. And he said three gunshots, all three fatal, as the CNN story goes, fired in a dark sky by three specially trained U.S. Navy SEALs. He goes, you know, I'm against violence, but if you got to have violence, that kind of, you know, that kind of expertise, you really have to fully appreciate. And you know what? You really do. I actually am for interdiction when necessary. So I am a little more less pacifistic than he is, certainly. But I just think it was an amazing 75 feet. If you've ever fired a gun, you're just like, whoa. And on a rolling ship in the ocean, that's some shooting. You know, I don't care how good you think you are. That is some shooting. So pretty amazing. 303-713-7600. Renee in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Aaron.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was great. That was a great little shtick. And yes, the snipers were great. But since it's wide open,
yes,
I thought it might be nice to take a moment, speaking of happy things, to talk about what happened in Vermont. I thought that was pretty cool.
You mean the approval of gay marriage?
Yeah.
And how about the Supreme Court in Iowa?
Okay, this is what I want to talk about. The Supreme Court in Iowa, okay, that was great. That was really exciting. But I really think that electoral victories are more significant and more beneficial. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to talk about, is that what happened in Vermont, that's unique. That really was a first. And it was a coincidence that we had Iowa, and now New Jersey is looking at it, New Hampshire, and so on and so forth. But what I want to raise, the issue, the question is, you know, is the tide turning? You know, is it going to be boom, boom, boom now? We're going to see really a huge shift on this issue. And I wonder if you've been thinking about it.
Do you want to know what I really think?
Yeah.
I don't think yet. I think you'll see a lot. I mean, Iowa gives me hope, because it's not a blue New England state, okay, and it's not a Mid-Atlantic state, so, and it's not California. And in California, they just voted for Proposition 8. So, you know, bigotry still abounds against gay marriage in this country, without a doubt. And I think it will, I think it's changing. I think it's going to take a little longer maybe than people would like it to take. Certainly, I would like it all to be over now, but I have to be realistic, especially in light of the fact. Did you read the story about Amazon.com? I was outraged today when I heard
that. Yeah, I was on the net. But, you know,
for those of you, wait a minute, Renee, I have to clue everybody else in, because you and I, okay. For those of you who don't know, I was listening to the BBC this morning. Amazon.com apparently put in a new screening filter to edit out both erotic literature and specifically gay literature out of their top seller lists, and, you know, to try to appear to be quote unquote more family friendly. Well, what they forget is a lot of their clientele are gays and people who buy erotic literature and everything else, and they're going to offend them, which is flat out stone cold stupid. Not only is it bigoted and dumb, and they at first tried to pretend that they were just doing it, that it was a glitch, that it was a mistake. Oops, you know, oops, my Aunt Fanny, it was deliberate. And now they're trying to hem and haw and get it over. And, you know, I know a lot of people who use Amazon.com who happen to be gay, and they are not happy.
But may I just comment on that a little bit? Because it was like it started with one guy got the email from them and figured out what was going on. And within hours, it was flying all over the Internet. And the thing is, some of the people they were messing with were what? Writers. And writers don't like censorship, and they don't appreciate, it doesn't matter if they're gay or not. It was all over. It was in every blog. It was on every board. And Amazon yesterday was absolutely flooded, which I encourage listeners to contact them and say, I don't appreciate this. So that's the good news. I wanted to comment on how ridiculous it was. Children's books were listed as adult and therefore deranked. Children's books, because they touched on it. A book about theology, a book about military policy. So it was real. It was obvious censorship. It was really ridiculous. But it's so cool that nowadays you can't get away with that. It was like all power to the people yesterday, all
lovely.
Over them. And I see it coming. It's going to change in a minute, because they offended their writers and their publishers and their customers, and they couldn't just sort of bottle it up anymore, you know, because of the power of the people on the Internet.
And I've been saying for a long time, when we can all dance at each other's weddings, gay or straight, we'll be a happier country. Or not, you know, if people don't choose to get coupled up, too. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your call, Renee. Bye. I appreciate it. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. And I'd love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. I'm a bit overdue for a traffic break, so I'm going to hide me there. It's 821. It's time to check in for Progressive Traffic with John Turk. How's it going, John? Wow. We're really giving it to the poor old right-wing Republicans, aren't we? Teabag alert. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. We're working on rescheduling Bruce Fine, and we were going to have this hour, and also we're checking on the ACLU. Meantime, the Fort Collins dog owner, if you're listening, we'd like to talk to you, because I just want to know why you didn't have your dog on a leash with an open garage door. Because yesterday, the garage door opened, and I called Pedro and grabbed him really quick. And I'm not saying accidents don't happen. You know, I really, even when I'm working with Pedro in the garage or in the front yard, especially, I live on a fairly busy street, I keep him leashed to a tether. I do. Maybe I'm, you know, hyper-vigilant, whatever, but I'd rather be hyper-vigilant and have a live dog. You know what I mean? 303-713-7600. Bob in Littleton, welcome to Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Aaron. How you doing?
I am well.
Hey, I have to admit, I guess my carnal knowledge is in limited areas, but I didn't realize what teabagging was until you mentioned, you know, go to the
Urban Dictionary.
So I just thought I'd bring a few more terms here so people might understand. But I think when we have these teabagging parties, people need to understand that they're either going to be a teabagger or a teabaggee, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. A receiver of the teabags, as we say.
Right. I guess that men could probably be the teabagger or teabaggy, and women could be strictly the teabaggy.
Unless you're gay, or unless you're bi, or
right,
unless, you
or
know.
Or if you're a eunuch, I guess all you could be is a teabaggy, right?
I guess yes.
So I just want to, you know, maybe the right wing Republicans might want to get a little more carnal knowledge. I mean, I guess I didn't realize what
well,
it was.
You know, the only reason I know is because when I was in my misspent youth, and I went to Fire Island, and I got introduced to a number of terms that I had never understood either. And, you know, and I went to a couple of nudie beaches where, you know, I saw a number of let's say, accoutrements that people decorate themselves with that I was rather surprised by. Because I'm from Nun, Colorado, man. And part of me is totally blushing right now. If you could see me, my little cheeks are really red. But it's like, you know, but because I'm also, I have an inner 12-year-old who likes to make fun of right-wing Republicans, especially, I just couldn't resist. I mean, and especially because David Schuster, I think, used every double entendre that's appropriate to use, you know, a double meaning in this particular sense that was possible to use, and so witty and so well.
But I have to admit, Aaron, I watched David Schuster last night, and I totally missed it. I did not understand.
I didn't get it at first. I was listening to him, and then I went, oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that. You know, I was like, oh no.
But after you played it back twice, I was the first time I was laughing, the second time I was rolling, because I didn't realize until I read about teabagging what he was referring to.
Well,
and the Dick Army, you know.
That you're going to need a Dick Army for this? I know. And he was tight-lipped. I'm like, oh, no. I know, the second and third hearing, when I hear it, too, I'm just like, oh, no, this is so funny. You know, everybody should, if you, you know, again, adult supervision. Don't do this if you're young. But go and check the Urban Dictionary definition. And it's starting to morph into a definition of a conservative activist. And that really makes me laugh, too, because it's like, because now it's going to add it to its definition and makes it even funnier. So,
they were advocating people going to the teabagging parties to with signs that said, you know, this is not teabagging, but I don't know if I want to even go to those parties.
Well, I don't know.
In opposition. I don't think I'm going to go near it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't necessarily want to see an unintentionally revealed teabag.
I don't like Republican teabagging anyway, so maybe if it was going to be Democratic, I could vote for it.
Get behind it, as it were.
I don't know about that, but
yeah, I'm just teasing you. It really is. I know I'm such a child, but I couldn't help it. Thank you very much.
I wanted to also say it wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, but I thought that'd be inappropriate too. But
yes, and it might hurt. Ow. I mean, I don't have tea bags, so I'm not sure. But I don't think it would. I think it might hurt.
The tea bag that I don't want to participate.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Here, they actually have tea bags and sandwiches and tea bags and crumpets, and it's terrible on the Urban Dictionary. Thank you very much for your call. Sean in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
I am well.
Great. Listen, I'm a right winger or conservative out in Denver. I'm a young guy. I'm in college, and I'm going to the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you might explain to your guests what the Urban Dictionary definition of teabagging. I've been on that site.
Of course. I'll try to do it as cleanly as possible. And let me just say, for those of you who might be easily offended, it's a conservative Republican who protests against income taxes by rubbing their parts in each other's faces. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's a definition for teabagger. It can be a person who carries large bags of packaged tea for shipment. It can be a male human being of the human species who would let's say, get up close and personal with the face of their partner, lowering his privates into a practice known as teabagging. How's that?
That's good, and no pun intended, but that's kind of a low-ball attack on conservatives, don't you think? I mean, none
absolutely.
Of that's going to be going on,
with
obviously.
Nothing highbrow about it. Very pointed, very pithy, but nothing highbrow about it, I agree.
Well, attack it on substance, but don't come up with these
Urban
dictionaries.
You ready for the substance?
Let's have it.
You're protesting tax policies that were put into place by George Bush and the Republican Congress, because none of the ones that are even being talked about of Obama have even become real yet. And besides, which, when they do, they're 10% lower than the top rates under Ronald Reagan. So what are you protesting, really?
Well, can I respond?
Sure. That's why I asked you.
This was just on the conservative talk shows that I don't know if you guys listen to it at all, but they point out...
Not unless I need a good laugh.
The whole reason behind this came because of a liberal who was ranting on the airwaves about Obama's policy.
Actually, the guy who works for CNBC, the guy who you're talking about on CNBC was, I think you're talking about the guy who railed on the floor of the exchange. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he, A, is not a liberal. B, was ragging about the stimulus policy, not about the tax breaks. And C, was acting outside of his role as a journalist, which he was not being at the time. And D, the tax policies, again, that you're protesting were put into place by Republicans, not by Democrats.
Well,
I think you just want to protest Obama, and you're using this as a reason to do it, to be a right-winger because you're in search and you don't have any ideas.
The main focus is the stimulus, not the tax policies.
Well, then you're using the wrong metaphor to do it, because the Boston Tea Party was about taxes and taxation without representation. It had nothing whatsoever to do with stimulative events. But then again, teabagging is your thing, not mine.
Well, don't put those words into our mouth, please. There's no teabagging going on at the Tea Party.
I'll try not to, in a good comeback you had. Thank you.
Thank
834,
you.
I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. See, it really does happen. There are right-wing conservatives with a sense of humor that aren't Stephen Colbert pretending to be one. 835, I'm Erin Hart. It's AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I feel better somehow. It's time for Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
Up on your knee, just tea for two and two for tea, just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No,
I'm Erin Hart, filling in on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. We're appealing to our inner 12-year-olds this morning because we can, and because our serious guest about the treatment of detainees and prisoners by the Obama administration, yes, you heard me correctly, by the Obama administration, there was a little confusion about time zones and stuff, so we don't have him today, but we may get him tomorrow. So I really was going to be serious, too, but it's not the day for it. All right, we're also going to talk to... we're going to try to talk to the ACLU about the Colorado ID theft story. And John and I are making fun of the teabag parties that are going to be going tomorrow. You know, you just have to realize that now that this stuff is out by David Schuster and Rachel Maddow and everybody else in the pantheon of progressives who have a sense of humor. You know, the reality is We just can't help it. By the way, John, Greg says, thanks, John. Great bumper music. And I have another one from you from Greg that I'm going to read for in a minute. You are incorporating radical communist communist and community activist Saul Alinsky's role for radicals. Mock your opponent. The Tea Parties are protesting the socialist takeover of our country. John, do you want to collect your Social Security? Are you going to take Medicare? Because those are kind of socialist party kinds of ideals, darling. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. You can put it back in the pool and we'll take advantage of it. Thank you. I want every right-wing conservative tomorrow who's at the teabag party to renounce their Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Bet they won't. What do you bet? And you know what? I didn't even know that was Saul Alinsky's role. But fine, mock your opponent. You betcha, especially when they're such a such an easy target. Jim in Jersey. Welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, Aaron. I had to call you just because when that last, let's say, nerdy Republican just said, don't put those words in my mouth. He had no idea what he was saying.
Oh, I think he did. Don't you? Yeah, I thought he did. I hope he did. I hope he did, because in the beginning of the conversation, he indicated that he understood the double entendres. He did.
The funniest thing I've ever heard. All I can hear is Jay's big hearty laugh, maybe at home listening to it. We miss you, Jay.
It's like, we miss you, Jay. We really do. And I hope I'm making you laugh, because laughter is the best medicine.
But so funny. These Republicans, they could be the teabaggy, that's all I have to say. We've been the teabaggy for a long time.
We were their teabaggy when they were in control of us. Thank you very much.
I hope they keep the saying going, because this is hilarious.
Okay, I will. I promise not to grow up ever, ever, ever.
Frank in Fort Collins.
Thank you, Frank in Fort Collins. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Let's put a whole new spin on the Tea Party tomorrow, huh?
I was listening to Ed yesterday, and he had a really good suggestion. It is, you know, granted it is funny. However, I think we should just take them over. Take signs that say no more tax breaks for the wealthy, no more corporate welfare. They'll never even know what's going on.
Exactly, because John always writes me back and says, nanny state and socialism where private enterprises steal. You know what, John? It was socialist. It came out of the Socialist Party, and Roosevelt adopted Social Security because it was a good idea that helps keep the country stable so that capitalist pigs can have their way with us. It's just so sad. It really is. They kind of don't get it. And they don't get that Obama's tax rates, even at the top, are 10% less than the tax rates under Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
They're like, they don't get it. They're just like, we want to go pro. Fox News told us to go out. And Clear Channel conservative radio hosts, of which there are 9 times more than liberal hosts, big surprise, with station signals that are stronger, go out and go, let's go out and let's pretend that the country is really right-wing and conservative, and it's not.
No, I that's why I think we should definitely use their big giant media machine against them.
I agree. I think that's a very good idea.
Protest theirs, but to infiltrate it for what it was supposed to be in the first place.
Sounds good to me. And besides which, if they are protesting tax structures, they invented this one. They had this one. They own this one. They're the ones who created this economic turmoil.
Exactly. So we should be joining them. We should definitely be joining them.
Yes, I that's an idea. And if up to you, but enjoy and have a great time and file us a report tomorrow at one of the protests during the show. Call us up.
Okay.
All right. Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
We want our on-scene reporters. And I guess just to be fair, for the female gender, the same action is called a taco dip. This was passed on by a listener. I wasn't aware. You didn't read correctly what I wrote. There's a big difference between nanny state and full-blown Hugo Chavez-style socialism. Okay, I'll bite, John, since you're writing and not calling. Why don't you call me up and tell me just exactly how Obama is like Hugo Chavez? I'm not buying it, and neither is 85% who approves of what he's doing in this country. You know what you're worried about, dude, is that 60% of the independents in this country still approve of Barack Obama in whopping numbers. 303-713-7600. Are there any other Jews who are celebrating Passover out in the audience? Anybody sick of matzah yet? I am. I've just reached my, last night I was like, pizza. I started only going, pizza. I don't even like popovers, crescent rolls. I don't even like those either, but I'm like sitting there going, can I eat anything but this? And no, thank you, Greg. I've had chocolate matzah and I just really can't do chocolate on matzahs. It doesn't work for me, but I did have it with cream cheese and onion this morning. 303-713-7600. It's 8:47 in the morning. And Lisa sent a message about our dog topic, which said, it is unstable dogs that attack other dogs and people. Yes, and Cesar Millan is great and wonderful, but you still should not have your dog off a leash ever. I'm sorry, you said somebody in Arvada, and I forget the name. I'm sorry, John, what was it? In Arvada? Hello, Arvada.
Eric.
How are you? You think I'd remember that since there's one letter difference in our names. Yeah. Sorry, dude.
That's okay. How you doing?
I'm well.
I wanted to, on this teabagging thing, wanted to kind of alert you to this, the John Caldara blog, the Independence Institute.
Oh,
you know,
so-called
Independence? This is big. They're going to be down there. It says, come party with me on Wednesday on their blog. They're going to be down at the Capitol. I'll let you go, but first of all, I wanted to give you a list of their speakers. Gunny Bob, Tom Lucero, Mike Kopp, Josh Penry, and Ken Buck, among others.
How many tea bags was that? Is that 8 pairs of tea bags? No, 4 pairs? No, it's 8 tea bags, 4 pairs, right? Was that 4 pairs of tea bags? How many tea bags were at the conservative rally? Was it 5 people you mentioned or 4?
5 here. Okay,
so it's 10. Now they just need 2 more for a dozen.
You know, the one thing about it is the people that are going to be...
I hope one isn't a baker's dozen. Sorry.
The people that are going to be out there in the listening audience have no idea that the people that are talking to them about this are millionaires, and they're not.
The only people who I know, here's what confuses me. It's like Thomas Frank, what's the matter with Kansas? I do not understand why some of these people who, you know, the pitchforks, the one who want to go out and, you know, we're poor and we don't have any money and you guys suck it out of us. And it's like, wait a minute, excuse me. They're the ones who are sucking it out of you they've jerry-rigged everything so that they get all the money. Don't you realize that? Hello? You think they're competing on a fair playing field? Get real. Go away. You know, but it's like they need to believe something and they don't get it and they're confused. And I just don't know what to do with them. They're very sad.
And these guys make money either way.
Yes, of course they do. Because, look, here's what a friend of mine, I found it very enlightening. A friend of mine said, you know, I would welcome going back to the Clinton tax rates. And I said, why? And she said, because even though we would pay more in tax, we were doing better because the economy was being run well and ethically and smartly. Well, not maybe all ethically, but because it never is. But it's like it was being run well and the country was prospering because of great policies. And, you know, maybe the time for some of those policies is past, but in reality, people were doing better. And when the whole country does better and everybody's paying more taxes, guess what? We all have more money.
That's right.
But they just want, to have lots and lots and lots of money. And you two can just protest on our behalf. Thank you, minions. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like the peasants showing up for the House of Lords. I've never been able to understand it. It's like you're backwards. Get a grip.
Well, that's absolutely correct on that. And I'll bet you if you were to ask people why they're there and they were to honestly tell you it's somehow, some way to get some of this anger at the fact that President Obama was inaugurated out of their system.
Yep. Thank you very much. It's Aaron Hart. I agree with you. It's 8:51. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll be back with more of your phone calls, comments, questions, anything you want to talk about. And then we're going to check in with Media Matters and the conservative message of the day. Well, actually, the conservative misinformation of the day. 303-713-7600. Time for Progressive Talk with John Turk. If my... John. Does my mouth work, John? No. Go ahead.
Hey, mine barely ever does. I trip over my tongue all the time.
John is coming up with the best music. I'll be quiet now and let it roll. This is T for One by Led Zeppelin, in case you didn't recognize it. I wouldn't know. Rick and Aurora, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
You know, I guess, no offense, but I'm trying to figure out why you guys are so offended by this.
I'm not offended. I think it's funny.
I mean, personally, I think that some of these people are there just to be in a group. But there's a lot of us out here that just see the Democrats and the Republicans have been doing the same damn thing. And we're tired of it. I mean, quite frankly.
We're going to get more tax breaks under Barack Obama. So unless you're making
$300,000 a year. He's spending us into oblivion, and so is Bush. I'm not saying that Bush wasn't doing that either, because I couldn't stand him either. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, that I can see this spinning into having another party. And I don't see that necessarily as a bad thing. I guess I just have been hearing how this, you know, that somehow we're stupid people for going. Personally, I cannot go. But if I could, I probably would go to see what's going on.
So you're upset by the government spending. You don't believe bailout should have been enacted?
Well, let's see where that bailout's going.
Okay.
They're busting the chops of the automakers that they're just freely handing the money over to AIG
and I disagree with that aspect of it. I agree. Thank you. We're going to have to talk more, so call back. I'm Aaron Hart, the AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.